A call to praise the Lord of all the earth. Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
God promises a king who will bring peace. A reading from the book of Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2 to 7. God promises this king to be born will be God himself. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth, and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Jesus Christ is born as a Savior. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Mary praises God for keeping his promises through her son. Luke chapter 1, verse 39 to 56. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there will be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. People come from afar to worship Jesus the King. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the King, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the King heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Are you a Christmas person? We're going to do a highly scientific experiment to find out. I have a few questions. Nod your head for yes. Shake your head for no. Got it? Yes, no. Do you have a Christmas jumper? Okay. Do you listen to Christmas music at home and not just in the supermarket? There's more nods on that one. Have you baked plätzchen? Final one for you. And this is really going to sort things out. Have you put up more than one set of fairy lights at home? Now, some people are refusing to admit either yes or no. Now, if none of that is your thing, a double thank you for coming along tonight, and whoever invited you probably owes you an extra glass of Glühwein afterwards. All of us tell stories about ourselves, about the type of people that we are, whether we're Christmas people or not. Some of the stories are sad, some are happy, most of them both. Sooner or later, you realize your story isn't the story you necessarily imagined for yourself when you were younger. It's told with more regret, or more angst, or more shame than you expected. Maybe you always thought that you could write your own story, and yet as time has gone past, that just hasn't worked out for you. Christmas invites us into a better story. And we know that at one level because all of us love to engage with stories at Christmas time, but the question is, which story? Do you go for the romance of Love Actually? You don't have to nod or shake on that. The comedy of The Muppet Christmas Carol, the danger of Die Hard, or the weirdness of the Edeka Christmas advert? All sorts of stories about Christmas. We know many of them. Do you know the story God tells? The true and better story of what God did that first Christmas, of what God has done to make us Christmas people. To help us think about this for a few minutes, we're going to be looking at one sentence from one of the readings we had in Matthew's Gospel. You can look at it if you want. It's page 4 of this booklet, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And in that, Matthew 1, 21, an angel tells Joseph, "Mary will bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So there, God's messenger, the angel, explains the Christmas story, explains what Christmas is about. It is about God saving people from all over the world through Jesus Christ. God's angel tells Joseph two things we're going to consider. Firstly, what he's called. Names often mean something. Some of those meanings are hard to discover. Wikipedia is not sure what Leipzig means. I looked that up earlier this week, they couldn't tell me. Other names are easier to understand. Kaufland, by a country, easy. Jesus' name is even easier to translate. Jesus means God saves in Hebrew. That is a big name for a little baby. Imagine you're at the hospital, you've just given birth, and the nurses come up and ask you, well, what's the name of your baby boy? And you say, ah, yes, call him Perfect Exam Results. Call him Sporting Genius. Call him Beautiful, Well-Behaved, Multi-Talented, High-Earning Wunderkind. Which the German government probably wouldn't let you get away with. What child could ever live up to a name as big as that? Why should Joseph call this boy God Saves? Because Jesus really is God come to save. It's not a name he has to somehow try and live up to. It is who he is. And therefore the Christmas story isn't some abstract clash of values, some anonymous good triumphing over evil or light over darkness. It's not the fairy tale of you and I improving ourselves. This is the true and happy story of our Creator born as a baby. God become man. God come to us for us to rescue us, to save us. That's what Jesus means. That's what he's called. Now, this is a story with a punch. Here comes the punch. God calls this baby boy God Saves because you and I cannot save ourselves. We can't turn this world around. We can't wake up from the nightmare we've made it. You and I can't even sort ourselves out. That is the reason you and I feel so often anxious and insecure and shamed and guilty. We're not right because we're not right with God. That's what the Bible calls sin, that small little word that describes how you and I tend to make a big mess of everything because we reject God, our Creator. And because of that, we deserve to be written out of God's story. I wonder if you know that experience where you get a glimpse of what you're really like on the inside. One of those terrifying moments where the mask is stripped away from yourself. And I look inside and I think, I wouldn't put on my coat and step into the cold to save myself. God put on humanity at Christmas. Put on human flesh and step down into our world to save us. So that if you and I can admit that we can't save ourselves, Christmas can then become our story. A story that doesn't depend on you and me, that doesn't depend on us hosting the perfect meal, buying the best presents, or somehow magically having a peaceful, quiet, argument-free family Christmas time. Because this Christmas story doesn't celebrate me and what I do. This Christmas story celebrates God and how he has done for us what we can't do for ourselves. How he sent his son to earth to save us. The angel tells Joseph, call his name Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. Call him God Saves. So that's what he's called. Secondly, what he's done. Listen again to what the angel says. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And you can almost imagine Joseph timidly putting up his hand and saying, Mr. Angel, before you go, I've got just one or two questions about that. Will this boy have lots of money? No. Will he have lots of technology? No. Will he have lots of soldiers and might? No. Will he have any political influence? No, Joseph, he's a baby. And then Joseph going, well, how on earth is he going to save us then? How can Jesus be the hero if he turns up on earth empty-handed, all by himself, as a baby? The answer is that Jesus is the hero because he lives the good and the true and the beautiful life that you and I don't lead. As a baby, as a child, as an adult, he always thinks and does and says what is right and what is loving and kind. And you can see for yourself. Do take one of these or the German version of this at home with you. Do read that. If you've never read it before, I promise you it will surprise you. It will be like nothing you've ever read. You'll never have met someone who is so trustworthy. Do take it and read it. Do come along too. The Hope Explored course will be running in January to find out more. More about Jesus who lived that perfect life so that he could die for us. So that he could take our place in God's story, that we might then receive his place. He was written out so that we could be written in. He died to save us from our sins, from the mess we have made, and the punishment we deserve. And he did that at the cross. And then God raised him from the dead and made Jesus Christ the Lord and King of this world, who reigns today and will return one day to make all things new and to give his people a happily ever after forever. The angel told Joseph he will save his people from their sins. And Jesus did just that at the cross where he died. Need your guilt removed? Need your shame covered? Need your sins paid for? Jesus came to earth to do that for you and for all who will trust him, all who will entrust themselves into his care. He makes those who believe in him part of his people, part of his Christmas story. We're a huge group tonight. Lots of people from lots of different backgrounds. Here's something we all share, apart from neck ache from the beginning questions. Here's something we all share. We all walked in here with a sin problem. You, me, all of us, we're not right because we're not right with God. And in about 20 minutes or so, we're all going to walk out of here, but in two different groups. One group will walk out of here still carrying their sins, as yet still without that future in God's story that Jesus offers. The other group has been saved by Jesus from their sin. They share Jesus' future in his story, and they get to walk out of here tonight forgiven, saved. Which group are you in? You could walk out of here tonight a Christmas person, a forgiven person, made right with God, saved from sin and sharing in Jesus' story. Wouldn't that be wonderful? All you have to do is ask Jesus for it. All you have to do is tell him you're sorry for how you've lived and ask him to be your king. You take him at his word and he'll take you at yours. He'll save you and include you in his story. And you'll be saved forever. A Christmas person. The angel told Joseph, call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
A reading from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Jesus Christ will be honored as Lord of Lords. Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.